We're all taking guesses as to who Kamala Harris would pick as her running mate, as her vice presidential candidate. And I didn't pick Tim Walz, even though I think he's a great communicator and I think that he relates to people in the Midwest, but many people did. We knew he was on the short list a few weeks ago, but imagine having that idea 4 years ago. That's what our next guest is all about. Jeremy Green Etche is with us. Jeremy, how are you today?
Good, Lisa. Feeling kind of weird, but good. How are you doing?
Good. So you're a founder and managing attorney at JPG Legal, New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so
I went to law school at Northwestern.
Oh, so you spent time here.
Florida.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you know our city well. Okay, so how in 2020 do you come up with an idea that, hey, I should buy the domain harriswalz.com?
Well, it was August 2020, so Biden had just selected Harris to be his running mate. So the first part of the domain was pretty easy because it wasn't a big leap to imagine that she might run for president again later on. And then I just kind of looked at the list of all the Democratic governors and senators on Wikipedia and picked some of the folksier, more Midwestern and Southern ones that I think Harris might pick as her running mate.
And that's not the only one you bought. How many domains do you own?
For this election cycle, about 50. I also have harrispritzker.com, too.
Pritzker, I saw that.
Like the top six.
Yeah, saw that. So you're immediately getting rid of that one because that's not going to work. Or do you hang on to them? You just buy them for, 5 years? What do you do? Give us your... Because I've got to tell you, Jeremy, every time I go to buy domains, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a great idea. I go to GoDaddy or wherever, and it's already at $10,000. And I'm like, oh, somebody already had that idea.
Yeah, that is definitely the case with most .coms. I mean, in my legal practice, a lot of my clients run into the same issue when they're trying to come up with company names. But yeah, for presidential tickets, it seems like you need to be looking at least 4 years ahead of time, sometimes more, or someone else is already going to have it.
So you also had ClintonCain.com in 2016. That's that's who Hillary chose as her running mate. It seems like a million years ago. And you thought perhaps they would buy that, and they didn't buy it from you, did they?
Right. I just assumed they would want it because it's the name of the campaign, and I had a client who got me in touch with the digital campaign director for the Clinton campaign, and in a very short phone conversation, Clinton's digital director told me they don't have a budget to buy the domain. They could offer maybe $2,000, but they know that's not enough, and she just basically wished me luck, and that was it.
That's crazy. And so then the Trump campaign bought it.
Yeah, so I went into a pretty deep depression because I really thought I would make some money from this, and I needed money. And
were you going to Northwestern then? Were you still in college?
Good question. I had recently graduated from Northwestern, and I was just building my solo practice. So I was basically just hustling and doing temp legal jobs. Until my practice took off. And so I really needed that money at that time, just pay off credit cards. So a domain broker reached out to me and asked me if he could represent me, because he had some interested buyers in mind, and he would do it for a 12% commission. So I said sure. And then a few days later, he told me somebody bought it for $15,000, and that was it. And then once I transferred the domain, I saw that the name and the email address I was transferring the domain to was Brad Parscale, and I Googled that name, and it turned out to be Trump's digital campaign director. So that's how I figured out that Trump bought it from me.
Okay, so you must have been pretty excited when she made the pick today that it was Tim Walz and you are the owner of the domain harriswalz.com. Pop a bottle of champagne or just kind of smile and go, yeah, I did it again?
No, yeah, I was just in bed refreshing news websites on my phone while my two-year-old was kicking me for no reason. And as soon as CNN called it and said that she had picked Walz, I was very excited. And I immediately started getting texts from friends and old acquaintances and then the phone calls from journalists. So I didn't really have time to drink any champagne. But and it's just been a crazy day all day. Like, two news crews have come to my office to videotape me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I've done a bunch of Zoom interviews. It's been really weird. I haven't really had a chance to actually do my job today.
Somebody said that you identify yourself as the best political cyber squatter ever.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you do it once, when you get the you know, one of the national tickets as a domain once, you're one of the best, but I don't think anyone has ever done it twice. So
yeah,
I think I'm the GOAT. You know, and I've been watching the Olympics, and the timing lines up with the Olympics, the presidential elections, you know, the Summer Olympics, and it just makes me think of, you know, on a much, much smaller scale for something much, much less impressive. I just feel like I won gold, and then I came back 8 years later and did it again, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a very, like, weird hobby.
That does make you the GOAT. Overall, not including the political landscape, how many domains do you own?
90% of my domains are political. So
okay.
Right now, I probably own about 60.
Okay. You want to tell us who our next presidential team is going to be, like in 2028? Have you bought those already?
Yeah, well, I have some Whitmer domains, you know, Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan. I have some Walz, because now Walz is in the same position that Harris was in 4 years ago. He's automatically a contender if he decides to run for 8 years. So I have some Walz domains, and also Wes Moore, a politician from Maryland, is someone people are talking about. And Pritzker. I mean, Pritzker's in it.
Yeah, I bet. So, do you think that the Harris Walz campaign is going to buy this domain from you?
No, actually, I already sold the domain a few hours ago.
You did?
To some random guy who is not connected to either campaign. He bought it on my. I have a startup communer where people can buy and sell brand names, and he just bought it from me with his credit card on my marketplace.
How much did he pay you for it?
$15,000, just like that's what I priced it at, same as last time.
Right, but you probably could have got $100,000 from the Harris Walz campaign, don't you think?
Well, you would have thought that in 2016 too. I mean, the Clinton campaign, I think their total budget ended up being like $1 billion, and they couldn't offer me even $10,000. So I just wanted to kind of ride this hype wave and sell it before people stop caring, you know?
Right. Well, and this rando might just put porn on it or something, right? You have it's out of your control now.
Yes, although I actually did hear from him. He's a Harris supporter who just wanted to buy it so that the same thing wouldn't happen that happened in 2016. So he's not going to do anything nefarious with it.
Interesting. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you had a busy day. It's a fun story, and I have a feeling we'll be talking again in 4 years.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, this was fun. Thank you.
Jeremy Peter Green Etche. He was the owner of HarrisWalz.com. Just sold a couple hours ago. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.